Lord, again, we thank you for the privilege of learning more from you in the Bible.
主啊,我们感谢您呢,我们在可以通圣经,在更多的所学习您。
We're thankful that you've got a lot to say to us. We're thankful that you go out of your way to explain yourself so that we don't misunderstand you.
因为我们感谢您呢,我们可以有很多的东西要学,因为我们也感谢您呢,来到我们面前呢,就是教导我们,我们感谢您。
And so we pray now that you'll help us as we turn again to the wonderful Word of God.
所以呢,我们现在祷告,当我们转向奇妙的神的话的时候,您来帮助我们。
And we pray and give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
您的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very good. Nice to see everyone today.
再次呢,非常高兴看到大家今天。Galatians
chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
And the section that we were reading last time basically deals with the people who were trying to influence the Galatian Christians against the simple truth of salvation by faith alone.
上次呢,我们学的那一部分呢,其实呢,讲到的就是有些人,他们来呢,他们试图去影响加拉太人,加拉太人,他们不要去相信那个,就是说是,就是救恩只是,单独的凭信心的。
And so, in verse 10, we read these words. Paul says, I have confidence in you Galatians, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is.
第十节是这样说的,我因着主信了你们,必不怀别样的心,但搅扰你们的,无论是谁,必担当他们的审判。
So there is someone who was trying to turn the Galatians away from the truth. And Paul says that he hopes that he will be judged.
所以呢,有些人呢,他们试图呢,把那个哥林特加拉太人带离,偏离那个真理。所以呢,使徒保罗说他们要承受他们的审判。
Let me remind you that it is a terrible thing to turn people away from the truth.
所以呢,我要提醒大家呢,如果把别人带离真理呢,是一个非常可怕的罪。
And so Paul comes down in judgment, if you like, against them.
所以呢,那个使徒保罗来到这里,就带着审判,如果你愿意这么说的话,来审判他们。
And so the simple warning to you and to me is, first of all, that we've got to make sure we do not follow others into error.
所以呢,首先呢,你我的,对我们来说呢,我们要确保我们自己呢,不能去跟随别人的错误。
And secondly, we got to make sure we don't lead others into error. We got to make sure we're going in the right direction too.
所以第二点呢,我们要确保我们不能把别人带到错误的路上去了,所以我们要确保我们走在正确的路上。
And so he says in verse 11, And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution?
第十一节的继续说,弟兄们,我若仍旧传割礼,为什么我还要受逼迫呢?
It is usually true that if you are preaching the truth, you will be in the minority. If you're preaching the truth, you will be the object of persecution.
所以这个呢也是一个事实。如果你去传真理的话，你就会在少数派里；如果你去传真理的话，你就会受迫害。
So the Christian is not the popular one in the class, in the workplace. The Christian is the one who will be quietly persecuted in the class and in the workplace.
所以呢，基督徒在课堂里或者在工作的地方呢，并不是受欢迎的人。基督徒和在课堂或者在社会上都是受迫害的对象。
And there is therefore, at the end of verse 11, what is called the offense of the cross.
这个第十一节里讲的呢，他们就讨厌十字架。
The offense of the cross was such that the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
所以他们那个十字架呢，其实绊脚地方呢，就是主耶稣基督被钉十字架的那个十字架。
And as we preach the Lord, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, as we preach the cross and the blood of the cross, we will find the same offense directed at us.
因为这个里面呢，当我们去传主耶稣基督的时候，我们去传那个十字架上的宝血的时候呢，别人呢就会觉得被冒犯。
And so the Apostle Paul says in verse 12, I could wish that those who are troubling you even cut themselves off. It would be nice if they were separated from you.
这个里面的第十二节使徒保罗是恨不得那些搅乱你们的人把自己隔绝了。他就说呢，他恨不得就是说那些搅乱他们人跟他们分开。
All right, so that's the end of the first section.
这就是第一部分的结尾。
I guess we better carry on verse 13. For you brethren have been called to liberty. Only do not use this liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
第十三节里继续说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放作肉体的机会，而是要用爱互相服侍。
So here's the summary. You have been called to liberty. You do not have to keep the law in order to be saved.
这呢是这样的，就是因为你们已经被蒙召呢得了自由，所以你不用去持守律法来得救。
You don't get your sins forgiven by keeping the law.
所以呢，你持守律法呢，并不能让你的罪得赦免。
And therefore, the law does not lead you to salvation. It does not bring you salvation. It is faith.In the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done alone that gives you salvation.
所以这个里面呢就是说呢律法呢不能带领你到救恩，律法呢也不能给你带来救恩，仅仅是说你的信心在我们的主耶稣基督里面，相信他所完成的这样的工作，只凭着信心来得到救恩。
In that sense, now, no longer must you keep the law, but don't use that liberty as an opportunity for the flesh.
所以呢，用这个概念上讲呢，你不用持守律法，但是呢，你不可将你们得的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
Okay, two kinds of problems.Problem number one says, you've got to keep the law in order to be saved.
所以现在有两类的问题。第一类问题是你必须持守律法才能得救。
Problem number two, you don't have to keep the law, therefore you're free to do anything you want.
所以第二个问题呢就是你不一定要持守律法了，那么就你想干嘛就可以干嘛了。
Now remember, both are equally wrong.
所以啊，那个记住，这两样呢都是同等的错误。
I'm reminded of the poor illustration of the little child.
所以他们讲了一个不是很好的一个例子，讲一个小孩子。
And the child, as he grows up, finds that mommy no longer insists on such a thing as you must be in bed by 8:30.
所以呢，一个孩子长大了以后呢，他发现妈妈不再坚持，坚持就是说呢，他这样一件事，他必须在八点钟之前睡觉。
So the little child could say, Mommy says, I don't have to be in bed by 8:30, so that's no longer a rule. I can stay up till midnight.
所以呢，一个小孩子就说呢，妈妈呢不再让我在八点半就上床，这个呢就已经没有限制了，那么我可以一直待到半夜才睡。
And the little child can get into all kinds of trouble.
所以一个小孩子。
Gets enough liberty that he doesn't have to obey a specific law.
所以呢，一个小孩子呢，他会就会陷入极大的麻烦。如果他不去说是去有一些具体的律法来限制他的话。
So the end of verse number 13 says, "But through love, serve one another."
但在第十三节的结尾说，而是要用爱互相服侍。
What replaces the specific words of the law in the life of the Christian?
就在基督徒的人生里什么样的一个词可以取代立法这样一个词呢？
He has to live love.
他必须要用爱。
And he has to serve one another.
他必须要互相服侍。
Now, both place great restrictions upon the person's behavior.
所以这两面呢，都是在人的那个行为上要有一定的限制。
And in particular, he has got to make sure that he doesn't do what would be foolish. The law is gone, but love takes the place of the law, and it's not just ordinary love, it's the love that serves one another. Most people talk about love in terms of what they can get, but the Bible talks about love in terms of what they must give.
所以呢，其实这个呢，就是所有的那个立法的那个限制都没有了，所以呢，我们要确保我们不会因此而去做错误的事情。立法呢，其实是被爱取代的。这个爱呢，在我们基督徒的爱里面呢，是我们去服侍别人。那么在世界里面的爱呢，他们就是说去索取或者获取什么东西。
So now verse 14, a key verse says, For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this you shall love.Your neighbor as yourself.
对这个呢，第十四节是一个关键的一句经文，因为全律法都成就在这一句话上，爱你们的邻舍如同自己。
So the law is replaced by love.
所以呢，律法呢被爱取代了。
Now, the other element comes in verse 15. It says, but if you bite,And devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another.
所以呢，另外一个呢，就是因素是在第十五节里说，你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
Okay, so you say, I don't have to keep the letter of the law, therefore I can do what I want, and the conclusion could very well be, you can do what you want.And you will be, if you don't do what's right, you will be devoured by someone else who doesn't love either.
所以这个里面呢，他讲呢，就是说呢，律法呢现在不限制你了，所以你并不能说是说你想干嘛就干嘛。如果你真的想干嘛就干嘛的话呢，你去做那些蠢事的话呢，你有可能被那些其他的，他们也不去承受这样的爱的这样的人呢，被他们吞灭。
So you, if you like, in the Old Testament, they all live on an upper level because they all kept the law.
所以你要想这样说的话，在旧约里呢，他们呢都在一个高端的人生里，因为他们都持守了律法。
Now in the New Testament, they all live on the upper level because they love one another.
在新约里呢，他们都是住在这个高端呢，是因为他们互相爱。
But remember, if they don't all keep the law, then they're in a much lower level, terrible level.
所以呢，如果呢，你记住他们呢，就是如果都不遵守律法的话呢，他们是一个非常的低的一个阶级。
Similarly, if the Christians don't all love, they will live at a much lower, terrible level.
同样呢，就是说呢，如果基督徒不互相爱的话，他们也会降到一个非常低的可怕的水平。
Now another side of this verse 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
在第十六节里他就说，我说你们要在圣灵中行事，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
How do we love one another? We walk in the Spirit.
我们怎样呢互相爱呢？我们在圣灵里同行。
If we love one another, we won't be taking liberty and serving the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit, we won't be serving the flesh. The law says, don't serve the flesh. Love says, don't serve the flesh. The Spirit says, don't serve the flesh.
因为如果我们在爱里面呢，我们去爱别人呢，我们就不会去服侍那个肉体了。如果我们在灵里呢，那么我们也不会去服侍那个肉体了。所以爱说呢，你不要去服侍那个肉体，那么灵呢，圣灵说呢，你也不要服侍那个肉体。
So just because we don't have to keep the law for salvation is no excuse for behaving in such a way as we give vent to the evils of the flesh.
所以呢，这仅仅是因为我们不用去持守律法而得到救恩的话呢，这并不可以给我们找到一个借口，就是去放纵那样的情欲去服侍肉体。
Now, the question is, do people who say, I don't have to keep the law, and therefore they serve the flesh, do those people prosper?
就是像那样的人说他不用持守律法，他要去服侍肉体的话，这样的人他会成功吗？
And so, verse 17 says that the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
这个里面讲到的呢，第十七节说圣灵和肉体呢相争，他们两个是互相对立的。如果这两个是彼此相敌的话，那是你们呢不能做成所愿意做的事情。
So in part, the law was given to constrain the flesh, not in order that we go to heaven because of it, but that we constrain the flesh and we can live and prosper by not giving vent to the flesh.
所以呢，这个呢，律法呢，它呢可以去限制你的情欲还有肉体，这样呢是你不用说是因为没有限制去做其他的那些愚蠢的事，所以我们就可以成功。
So now here is the Christian, and the Christian says in his spirit, I want to serve the Lord.
所以这里是一个基督徒，基督徒在他的灵里，他说呢，我要去服侍主。
And he tries to serve the Lord.
所以他试图去服侍主。
But he often doesn't succeed.
那通常呢，他不成功。
Why does he fail?
怎么失败了呢？
He often fails because he has given vent to the flesh. The flesh, the deeds of the flesh fight against the spirit. And the spirit says, I want to serve God. And the flesh says, no. And if you let the flesh do what it wants, then you can't please the Lord. You can't do what you want to do.
他们不能成功的呢，就是他们要去放纵他们的肉体，放纵他们肉体的，让肉体有这样的优势和机会去做一些不好的事情。那么灵里说呢，我要服侍主，那么这个肉体说呢，他要去服侍肉体，这样呢，他们就互相的对抗，互相对抗呢，这样呢，你就做不成你想要做的事情了。
So this is an interesting summary excuse me, this is an interesting summary of the great teachings of Romans chapter 7 and 8.
其实这个呢，就是那个，就是一个很大的一个总结，在罗马书的七章和第八章里做出来的。
We are to walk in the spirit, not in the flesh.
我们要在灵里行走，而不要在肉体里行走。
So there are two great problems in the world today in the Christian church.
所以这样有两个大的问题在当今的世界，也在基督徒的教会里。
Some say you've got to keep the law in order to be saved.
有些人说你必须持守律法你才能得救。
Others say, no, you don't have to do that. You don't have to keep the law. You can be saved and then you can pretty much do anything you want. Equal, both are very, very wrong.
所以呢另外一类人呢说呢啊你不用去持守律法才能得救。那么说呢因此呢你就不能你就想干嘛就干嘛。所以这两样的东西呢都是同等的非常非常错误的。
Alright, verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law anymore. You're under the Spirit.
八节说呢，但你们若被圣灵引导，你就不在律法之下了，你是在圣灵之下。
The Spirit is not contrary to the law. The love that we have for one another is not contrary to the law. But if we're under the Spirit, we're not under the law.
所以圣灵呢它并不与那个律法相违背那么我们要互相去爱的服侍那样的爱呢也不与律法相违背但是呢如果你是在圣灵之下呢那你就不会再在律法之下了。
And so the question now is, how is the Christian going to live?
所以现在问题是呢基督徒呢应该怎么样去准备生活呢
And so, we're told, first of all, about the works of the flesh.
今天我们首先呢要谈到的呢是那个肉体的工作。
And if you read these, it looks like the things that the law says you shouldn't do.
所以你读这个呢就是看起来像是说律法说你不应该去做的事情。
Verse
19. 第十九节。
Now the works of the flesh are evident.Which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand,Just as also I told you in the past that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
刚读的是19节一直到21节。19节是这样说的，所肉体的作为都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、淫乱、污秽、放荡，还有像邪术、仇恨、争吵、记恨、恼怒、纷争、结党、异端、嫉妒、凶杀、醉酒。荒宴等内，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样的事的人，必不能承受神的国。
All right, so the one who continues, excuse me, the one who continues to practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's just that serious.
所以呢这个呢去行这样的事的这样的人呢，他们就不能承受神的国，就是这么严重。
You don't have to keep the things of the law in order to be saved. But having trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you walk in the Spirit, and in the Spirit, you don't do these things that were just listed.
所以呢就是说呢你不用去持守律法以便你得救。那么说呢如果你信了主耶稣基督为救主，你在圣灵里面的话呢，你就不会去做这个刚才我们谈到的这样的一些事情。
So, verse number 22 now says, But the opposite is the fruit of the Spirit. It's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.
第二十二节说呢，反之呢，就是但圣灵结的果子就是爱、喜乐、和平、恒久忍耐、温和、良善、信心、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
So the Christian lives an honorable life, not in favor, not in order to be saved. He lives an honorable life because he is saved. The Spirit of God comes into him when he's saved, and it's the Spirit that enables him to live the life that he lives.
所以这个里面的基督徒呢，他活着一个受人尊敬的人生呢，并不是因为他执守律法，他活着一个令人尊敬的人生呢，是因为他已经就是说得救了，他不用去做这样的一些事情。
So the Christian is trying to do those things that are right, not because he wants to gain favor with God, not because if he does it, he will have his sins forgiven, not because he will go to heaven. He does it because he loves the Lord and because the Spirit of God has come into him.
所以这个里面基督徒呢，他不用去做那，他做正确的事情，并不是为了去取悦于神，并不是说为了得到神的偏爱，并不是说为了得到去到天堂。他做这样的事情呢，基督徒做这一切的事情呢，他都是因为圣灵在他里面，所以他要用爱去做正确的事情。
And so verse 24 says, those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
第二十四节说呢，凡属基督的是已经把肉体和连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Those are pretty strong words.
这是一个很强的话。
What does it mean to crucify the flesh?
这个把那个肉体钉十字架是什么意思呢
？Well, those things that could be wrong, we say we're not going to have them in our life at all.
所以呢，有些事情呢，它是非常错误的。我们会说呢，我们不能让它一点点的存在我们的人生里。
And so the Christian goes through his life, and he completely gets rid of things that would be contrary to God.
所以基督徒呢，活出一个人生，他也会把那些个与神违背的事情呢，完全的除掉。
The story is told, excuse me, about our grandfather.
这个故事呢，是讲到他的那个爷爷。
And I probably told you before when he, as a father, he found a book that was not a good book.Not something that anybody in his family should read.
所以呢，他的爷爷呢，他当时在家里做父亲，他找到了一本书，他觉得这个书在家里呢，任何人都不应该去看的。
So he said, "What should I do with this book?"
那这本书我应该怎么处理呢
？He thought, "Well, I guess I could give it away. I could sell it."
他说呢，我可以送给人，或者是去卖了。
But he said it wouldn't, if it's not good for anybody, for me to read, or anybody in my family to read, it's not good for anybody else to read either.
当然如果是那对我来说那不是一本不好的书或者对我的家人来说也是一本不好的书那对所有的人来说也是一本不好的书。
And so he took it out to the chopping block.
现在他把它拿到那个剁砧板上去。
And he got an axe.
他拿了一把斧头。
And he chopped the book into many, many little pieces.
然后呢他在那个墩子上把那个书都剁成了碎片。
And then he either put it in the fire or in the garbage, I don't know, but he ensured that nobody would be able to read that book.
然后呢他或者把它烧了或者扔在垃圾桶里他不是很确定但是他就要确保没有人能够再读到那本书。
Now if you are Christ's, that's what you do. You crucify the flesh and the things associated with the flesh, you get rid of them completely.
所以呢，如果你在基督里面的话呢，你是应该要把那些在你人生里的那些不好的事情呢，完完全全的除掉。
The Ephesians did that. We read about it in the book of Acts.
所以当时的以弗所人那么做了，我们是在《使徒行传》里读到了。
They actually had a bonfire. The Christians got together and they burned all the things that were bad.
所以呢，实际上呢，他们就是其实把那个所有的东西，在基督徒认为不应该有东西，全给烧掉了。
And in our day, the value of the things that were destroyed would be about $5 million.
所以在我们今天的这样的价值观来讲呢，当时他们所烧掉的物质呢，价值$500万。
When was the last time you went to a $5 million bonfire? All that was being burned were the practices, the things associated with the evil practices that the Christians used to be involved in.
所以你什么时候看见过就是500多万的东西在一把火里全部烧掉了呢？其实那些东西都是因为基督徒他不应该去涉及的，也不应该是卷入的那样的一些东西。
There was a great man of God lived just a few years ago by the name of Luis Palau.
所以呢，有一个属神的伟大的人呢，就几年前他活着的，叫 Luis Palau。
And his story is this.
他的故事是这样的。
When he was a teenager, he realized that he had to decide whether he was going to serve sin or whether he was going to serve the Lord.
所以当他还是个青少年的时候呢，他必须决定他是服侍主呢，还是服侍罪。
In fact, his friends had invited him to the famous Latin American party called Mardi Gras.
所以呢，他的朋友呢邀请他去参加一个非常的有名的，就是叫拉丁美洲的这样的一个聚会，叫 Mardi Gras。
He said, "You know, if I go to Mardi Gras, I will probably sin, and I don't want to do that. That sin could be terrible."
如果呢，我要去参加那个 Mardi Gras 呢，那么说呢，我就是说会犯罪，那个罪呢是非常可怕的。
And so when his friends went off to the Mardi Gras party, he stayed home alone.
当他的朋友去到参加那个 Mardi Gras 的那个聚会的时候，他自己待在家里。
And he prayed and said, "Lord, I don't want to sin at the party. I want to live a life for you."
他说呢，主啊，我不想在那个 party 里面的聚会里面犯罪，我要为您而活。
And so while they were away, he went around the house and he took everything that he could find in the house that would lead him astray from the Lord, and he took it to the fireplace and he put it in the fire.
那些人走的时候呢，他在家里呢到处找，找出呢任何东西，就是可以让他带他偏离主的那样的东西。然后呢，所有的都找出来以后，把他一把火的烧了。
And I'm not sure that he told us precisely what it was he burned. I believe that among other things, he was beginning to smoke, and he threw all the cigarettes and pipes and so on. He threw all that in the garbage.
我不知道到底烧了一些什么，烧了一些什么呢？但是呢，他知道呢，他把他以前呢，他抽烟，他把那所有的烟草啊，还有那些烟斗啊，全部扔到那个火炉里烧了。
He probably had some books and some papers that were not godly, and he threw them into the fire.
因为他有些呢，可能有些书呢，也是不敬虔的书籍，他把它也扔到火里烧了。
And he had a great big fire that night when his friends were at the party.
所以呢，在那天晚上，当他的朋友们在参加那个聚会的时候呢，他在家里呢烧了一个很大的火。
And then he said, "Well, if I got rid of these things, my problem now is my friends."
所以他说，我要把这些东西除掉了以后，现在我的问题就是我的那些朋友们。
He said, my friends are probably going to encourage me to go back into sin.
我的朋友呢，有可能能来鼓励我继续去犯罪。
So he went to his boss the next morning and he said, I want to transfer to another city, please.
然后呢，今天早上他接到他问他，他跟他老板说呢，他说我要转到其他的城市去。
And so they transferred him to another city so that he got rid of all the bad stuff and then he got rid of all his bad friends.
然后呢他的老板就把他呢派到另一个城市去了。因此呢他除了所有的坏东西呢也远离了他的那些朋友们。
And as soon as he got to his new boss, as soon as he got to the new city, he went to the elders of his assembly.
因为他一到那个新的城市以后呢他就去到一个教会去找长老。
He said, I want to crucify my old life. I want to serve the Lord. I want you to tell me what I could do and should do for the blessing of this assembly and to make me a man of God.
他说呢我想要呢把我的那个老我呢全部都钉十字架我要去服侍主那么说呢我要你告诉我可以去做一些什么去做什么样的服侍可以呢把这个神的赐福带给你这个教会。
And then he went to, his boss. And he said, I want to spend my time learning the truth of God. So he said,What I would like is, I would like to work mornings or afternoons, but not both.
然后呢他就去找他的老板他说我现在呢要花更多的时间去服侍主所以呢我想呢就是或者上午工作或者下午工作但是呢不能一整天的工作。
And so he said, if I work mornings, then I'll study my Bible in the afternoon.And if I work afternoons, then I'll study my Bible in the morning.
他如果上午工作呢，我就在下午学圣经；如果下午工作呢，我就在上午学圣经。
He didn't go to Bible school.
他并没有去上那个圣经学校。
He didn't enroll in a course.
他并没有去报名参加什么课程。
He said, "I'm going to live for Jesus. I'll read my Bible."
他我要呢为主耶稣基督而活所以我要读我的圣经。
Verse 24, And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以第二十节说呢凡属基督的是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And that's what he did.
这是他所做的。
So I just went to check. This is his story here. This is the Luis Palau story.
现在找到了那个 Luis Palau 的那个故事的那本书。
I've got a few of these books.
他有几本那种书。
I think I've got them because my brother-in-law was very impressed with this man.
因为他那个拿到这几本书是因为他的姐夫呢非常喜欢那本书。
And so Bob got some of these books.
所以呢就是神给他的那些书。
I've still got a few.
他仍然有几本。
And I think Norma and I would be willing to give you one of these books if you speak to me on Sunday. I'll see if I can give you a copy of his biography. He inspired Bob.He inspired me. By the grace of God, he will inspire you.
现在就是说呢，如果你们中间有人想要呢，星期天去跟 Harold 讲，他会呢，给你们，如果你要，他会给你那本书，因为那本书呢，其实呢，激发了他，激发了他的姐姐，所以他也会激发你们。
Here again is the verse 24. Those who are Christ have. crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
第二十节说的是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Is it that we keep the law in order to become a Christian?
是不是我们需要持守律法才能成为基督徒呢？
No. But what we do do is we love one another and we walk in the spirit and we crucify the flesh in order that we might be men and women of God.
因为我们就是那实际上我们要做的呢就是互相爱，互相爱，互相去服侍，然后在圣灵里与圣灵同行，这样呢我们才可以这样的在就在主里去服侍弟兄姊妹们。
And the logic is verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
我记得是在第二十五节里，我们若活在圣灵呢，就当在圣灵里行事。
So the law of God gives us direction as to how we walk, but we don't keep it in order to be saved, but we do pay attention to the law of love and the law of the Spirit, and we crucify the flesh in order to grow as Christians, in order to live like Jesus.
所以这个里面呢，我们其实呢，律法的给我们一个方向，我们不用去说持守律法才能得救，但是律法呢给了我们的方向，给了我们方向以后呢，我们就在爱里的律法里，在那个互相服侍的律法里，在圣灵的律法里，这样呢，我们是这样去做呢，就是为了让我们在这里边呢，要把我们的邪情私欲呢，全部钉在十字架上。这样呢，我们在基督里就能成长，就能更像基督了。
So verse 26, let us not become conceited, but provoking one another, or by provoking one another, or envying one another.
也就是说呢，让我们不要贪图虚荣，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
If the truth there is, we live humbly before the Lord.And we put aside the deeds and the sins of the flesh.
你这个里面呢是这个意义上是我们要在谦卑自己在主面前，然后呢就是除去那些肉体的那些作为。
So again, I want to emphasize the contrast. Some say you've got to keep the law in order to be saved. They're wrong.
所以呢，现在呢，我要把这两个对立的东西都讲一下。那么，一个人呢，有些人呢说你要持守律法才能得救，这是错的。
Others say no, that's you don't have to keep the law because you don't have to keep the law to be saved. Therefore, you can live pretty much any way you want to live in life, and they are equally wrong.
所以呢，另外一些人说呢，你不用持守律法才能得救。他们说呢，因此呢，你可以想干嘛就干嘛，你做你自己想做的事情。所以这个也是错的，两个错误都是同等的。
And so there are many Christians today who say that we must not be legalists.
所以呢，很多基督徒今天说呢，我们不要是律法主义。
And they would tell you that if you have certain rules in your life, you're living like a legalist. We don't have to keep those rules.
他说呢，如果你在你的人生中有一定的那规则要遵循的话呢，那么你就成了一个律法主义者。我们不用就是去遵守那些条例。
And many of them are equally wrong because they basically say you can do anything you want now that you're a Christian.
所以呢，这个两个呢的很多东西在里面都是同等错误的。有些人说呢，你想做什么就做什么，因为现在你是基督徒了。
So when we were children, we were told that there were many things that Christians did not do.
所以当我们还是孩子们的时候呢，我们被告知呢，很多事情基督徒是不会去做的。
And there were Christians, there were things rather where Christians would not go.
因为就是一些地方呢，那些基督徒呢是不应该去的。
And those kinds of rules are not commonly spoken of today, but I'm going to tell you about them anyway.
因为这样的一些普通的那些规则呢，今天呢我们不再强调了，但是呢我还是要讲给你们听。
The Christians didn't drink alcohol.
这基督徒呢都不喝酒。
And we were taught you don't drink alcohol, Harold.That's not for Christians. You don't do that.
因为我们被告知说 ,Harold, 你不能喝酒，这个不是给基督徒的。
The Christians don't go to movies.
所以基督徒呢不看电影。
Wow.
Wow.
The Christians don't go dancing.
I see. What's that? I see.
The Christians, I'm trying to remember the other rules. The Christians didn't do, the Christians didn't smoke.
基督徒呢,不, 抽烟。
There were many rules that we followed.
但呢,当时呢,有很多规则他们要遵守。
Big issue arose regarding, television.
那最大的问题呢,就是看电视。
And, years ago, I decided I'm not going to have a television in my house. I don't need that.
因为很多年前呢,我决定呢,我家里不会有电视,因为我不需要它。
That was a pretty big deal then, because bad things were on television, but there's a whole lot of worse things on a machine like this now, and you gotta be, wow, you gotta be careful.
所以呢,就是说呢,在电视里有很多不好的东西,但现在呢,在这个他说的机器里面呢,有很多不好的东西,所以你要非常注意。
People today would say, if you live that kind of a life, you're a legalist.
人们说呢,如果你像这样去生活呢,你就是个立法主义者。
And I guess I say the question, what rules do you live by?
我就问他说,那你是按照什么规则来生活的?
Christians, Lorna Biggs' father, I'll tell you the story.
今天呢,基督徒呢,他告诉那个Lorna Biggs的父亲的故事。
Lorna Biggs' father was a wonderful, godly man.
Lorna Biggs的父亲是一个非常的奇妙的敬虔的人。
I think many years ago he went to a hockey game.
这些我认为很多年前他去看一个冰球比赛。
Some of the Christians were there, saw him, some of the younger ones. They said, Mr. Biggs, what are you doing at a hockey game?
所以呢,有些小孩子呢,看见他了,就是说,Biggs先生,你在冰球里面干什么了?
And I think his answer went something like this. I'm not sure why I'm here, but I'll tell you one thing. You'll never find me here again.
所以呢,他就说呢,他不是很确定他为什么要在这里,但是我要告诉你一件事,你在这里,你永远不会再看见我了。
The Christian says, I'm not under law, but I'm going to make some rules for myself that I will follow. And they will help me in the Christian life.
基督徒说呢,我们已经不在立法之下了,但是呢,我要制定一些规则呢,帮助我去过基督徒的人生。
Many other Christians, if you do that, will call you a legalist. And they'll say, Galatians says you shouldn't do that.
所以呢,他们很多人说,如果你这么去做呢,他们会称你为律法主义者。加拿大人说呢,你不应该那么做。
And you would say, I don't do this in order to become a Christian. I do this because I am a Christian. I have crucified the lusts of the flesh.
所以呢,他说呢,我做这些的并不是说以便让我成为基督徒,所以呢,我做这些是因为我是一个基督徒,我要把我的那些情,私欲情,私欲情欲都钉十字架了。One
of the rules that I had to make a long time ago was this.
所以其中一条规则,很多年前我必须去制定的是这样的。
The book of the law says, that on the Sabbath day, you are not supposed to do anything on the Sabbath day but serve the Lord.
所以呢,这个,律法说呢,就是说在安息日的时候,你可以做任何其他的工作,除了服侍主义以外。
I said, now Harold, do you have to obey that law?
跟自己说, Harold,你必须遵守那样的律法吗?
I said, well, certainly not in order to go to heaven. I don't have to obey that law.
因为我说,当然呢,如果我要遵守那样的律法,并不是说我遵守那律法才能去到天堂。
But I said, what would a Christian do? What should I do on Sunday, the Lord's day?
就是说基督徒呢,在那个星期天,或者在那个主的日子里,一个基督徒应该做什么呢?我应该做什么呢?
And so I wrestled And as a young child, we always kept the Lord's Day as the Lord's Day.
所以呢，我就是这样的去挣扎。作为一个小孩子的时候呢，我们永远把主的日子呢，持守为主的日子。
We never played baseball. We never played soccer. We never played games on Sunday. We went to meetings all Sunday morning. We had a big lunch. We went to Sunday school Sunday afternoon. We had a big supper. We went to Sunday evening meeting. We went home and went to bed. That was Sunday.
因为星期天呢，我们永远呢不去，就是去打棒球，我们也不去做其他的运动，我们也不去做其他的游戏。星期天呢早上起来呢，我们就去敬拜主，敬拜主呢下午呢就像主日学，主日学上完了呢，然后呢又回家吃饭，吃完又像晚上参加学习，学习完了以后呢，我们就是上床睡觉，这就是我们的一整个星期天。
As a teenager, we used to have a pretty busy Sunday.
你作为你青少年的时候，我们以前通常有一个非常忙碌的星期天。
We went to two meetings on Sunday morning, and then we had a big lunch. We went to choir practice at 2:30. We went to young people's at 4:15. We went to the evening meeting at 7 o'clock. That's the way we lived Sunday when I was a teenager.
所以他是青少年的时候呢，那星期天早上他参加两场聚会，两场聚会以后呢，他们吃一个中午吃个大餐，中午吃个大餐呢，两点半的时候呢，他去参加合唱队的训练，四点半的时候呢，他们参加一个青少年的聚会，然后在晚上七点呢，他又参加一个圣经学习的这样的会议，他就是他作为青少年的一整天星期天。
When we got to the later stages of life, the issue is, what do you do on Sunday?
现在然后呢，我们逐渐长大以后呢，这问题是在星期天呢，我们应该做什么呢？
I bought a small boat.
我买了个小艇。
And I used to look out on a day like today with the sun shining.And it would be in summertime, it would be hot, and I would say, I can put the boat in the water, and by 2 o'clock, I could be on the boat, on the water till 5 or 5:30. I could bring the boat home, and I could be at meeting at 7 o'clock at night. I could spend all afternoon on the water.
因为我就像今天一样，这样的一个晴朗的一天，我会看看外面跟今天这个天气一样的。然后呢，这是在夏天，夏天天气非常暖和也热，所以呢，我就说呢，我可以下午就把那个艇呢带着去到水里面，去了海上。然后呢，我划到5点钟再回来，再回来以后呢，然后7点钟呢，我可以参加晚上的圣经学习了。
And I said, now, Harold, there's more important things on Sunday afternoon than going for a boat ride. Why don't you just stay home and read your Bible?
所以我跟自己说呢，就是 Harold 你比那个去出去坐游艇比那个比那个还要更重要的事情要做。你为什么不在星期天的下午待在家里学习圣经呢？
Why don't you take your Bible and some tracts?And a few friends, and just go down to Granville Island and tell people about the Lord Jesus.
你为什么就不是带着你的圣经，带着一些那些传福音的单张，去到那个固兰湖岛上去跟别人传福音呢？
And so I made myself for myself a law, which basically said, Harold, you will not do anything on Sunday but serve the Lord.
所以我跟我自己制定了一条律法，我就说 Harold 呢，星期天的时候除了服侍主以外，你不要做任何其他的事。
But one day at university, the exams were very, very hard, and I said, I'm going to make an excuse, and I'm going to make an exception, and I took Sunday off, and I spent the whole day studying on Sunday.
其实这个呢，有一天呢，在大学里的时候呢，他们的那个考试呢，非常的极度的难。然后呢，这个时候他说自己呢，我要让今天呢做一个例外。然后呢，我要在星期天一整天呢去复习准备。
And I went the next day, Monday morning, I went and I wrote the exam.
然后呢，第二天的星期天的上午，他去参加考试。
And what do you think happened next?
你认为下一步会发生什么？
I failed.
对不及格。
Okay. On another occasion in business, there was an important business meeting, and I said, I will hold that business meeting on Sunday afternoon.
所以呢，在另外一个地方呢，就是有一次呢，他们有个那个商业的会议，生意上的会议呢，他说呢，他会在星期天的下午召开那个非常重要的会议。
And there were many reasons why that particular meeting was necessary.
所以那里有很多的理由为什么必须召开那个会议。
It turned out to be a complete disaster.
所以最后变成了一场大的灾难。
And God taught me a simple lesson. You can learn all about it from Isaiah chapter 58. But the lesson was, on the Lord's day, Harold, you do the Lord's work. Not doing your work on the Lord's day. You do the Lord's work on the Lord's day.
所以神呢给他上了一课，上了一课呢，你这一课呢，你可以在以赛亚书第58章里读到。第58章里读到呢，就是说呢，在主的日子你要去做主的事，在主的日子你不能做任何其他的事，要让主的日子成为主的日子。
Back again to verse 24.
今天我们回到第24节。
Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪心私欲同钉在十字架上了。
So the book of Galatians doesn't teach you that you can do anything you want.
所以呢，加拉太书并没有教导你说你想干嘛就干嘛。
The book of Galatians does teach you that you will not get to heaven because of what you do. You keep the law.
所以呢，加拉太书呢，他告诉了你，就是说呢，你不用说是持守律法，你才能去到天堂。
But it does say, by the grace of God you were saved, by the grace of God you will live, cut off.Those things in your life which are going to fight against the spirit. Crucify the lust of the flesh.
但是呢其实呢这个加拉太书他就说呢就是说你借着神的恩典借着神的怜悯呢你在你的基督徒人生中呢要把那些与圣灵对抗的那样的事呢全部斩断然后呢你要把自己对吧这样的肉私情邪欲呢全部都钉在十字架上。
All right, chapter number 6 now.
我们现在来到第六章。
It says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
第一节第六章加拉太说弟兄们若有人被过犯所胜你们属灵的人就当用温柔的灵把他挽回过来又当自己小心恐怕你们也被引诱。
How do you live this new kind of a life?
你怎么去忍过这样一个崭新的生活呢?
And the answer is, you look around and you see someone who's struggling and you say, I'm going to reach out to that one. I, by the grace of God, am going to help that one.
现在就是答案呢就是你在环顾四周呢你看到有些人呢在挣扎所以呢你说呢借着神的恩典我要过去接触那个人接触那个人去帮助他把他挽回来。
And you try to restore him.
你要试图挽回他。
I find this verse a particularly difficult verse.I find it hard to apply. I find it hard to know what to do and say.In order to restore people.
因为我发现这节经文呢是非常的就是说困难的一节经文也是非常的难去把它实现的。我就说呢我是发现很难就是怎么样去接触那些人呢把它挽回来了。
But that is our instruction, that is our, objective.That is our commission, and therefore we say, by the grace of God, I'm going to try to do that.
所以呢，这是我们的命令，也是我们的目标，也是我们的要去做的事情。所以呢，我们说呢，也是我们的指令。所以我们说，要是借着神的恩典呢，我要那么去做。
Verse 2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
第二节说呢，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就成就了基督的律法。
So this law is an interesting law. It's not so much a law about my own personal behavior, but it's a law about helping the other person. This person's got burdens, problems. How can I help him?
所以这个律法呢，它是这样的一个非常的有意思的律法。这个律法呢，它并不是说是限制你自己，而是说是你去看，去帮助其他的那些人。如果他们有问题啊，有麻烦呢，他们在挣扎呢，你要去过去，去帮助他们。
There's a sense in which that word burden in verse 2 means infirmities. Here's a brother. Here's a sister.And they're weak. What can I do to help them in their weakness? They're not able to help themselves. What can I do to help them?
所以这个那个第二节里面这个burden 呢就叫重担，中文叫重担，是他们无力，无力自救，无力自己去帮助自己。那么说呢，如果他们的弟兄姊妹们处在这种情况下，我可以做什么去帮助他们呢？可以让他做什么事情让他们那个知道我可以帮助他们呢？
Verse 4 says, but let each one, verse 3, for if anyone thinks himself to be something, when he's nothing, he deceives himself.
所以第三节说，若有人什么都不是，还自以为是，就是自欺了。
A lot of people say, I'm so important, I don't have to reach down to help that other person.
有些人说呢，我是一个非常重要的人物，所以我不用去帮助那其他的人。
Don't be like that. If there's a need, you reach out and try to help them.
你不要像这样的一个人，如果任何地方有需求呢，你要去接触他们，去帮助他们。
Verse 4 says, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another.
第四节说，个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所喜乐的就只在自己，不在别人了。
What gives you rejoicing when the day is over?
所以呢，在这日子结束的时候呢，什么可以给你带来喜乐呢？
Do you ever go to bed at night and say, this wasn't such a bad day, I got to help so-and-so?
所以呢，你有时候在上床之前，你会不会想呢？你说啊，这今天呢过得非常的糟，我要去帮助帮助谁
？What gives you the real joy? The real joy is that you were used of God in some way in the life of another.
所以呢，什么是真正的喜乐呢？真正喜乐呢，就是说呢，神可以用你在其他的人的人生里去帮助他们。
Sometimes, I get discouraged and I say, I don't know if I'm doing anything of value at all.
有时候呢，我感到非常的灰心。我说呢，我不知道我可以去做任何有价值的事情了。
When I was much younger, sometimes, when the Sunday was over, I would say, all right, Harold, what did you do for God today?
所以呢，当我还很小的时候呢，星期天结束的时候呢，我跟自己说呢，我说孩儿的，现在你能为神做点什么呢？
And I would look over the day without a whole lot of satisfaction.
所以呢，我回顾那一天呢，没有任何的让我满意的地方。
And then I would remember that, as soon as the breaking of bread was over, I got in the car, and I drove around the neighborhood, and I filled the car with children, and I brought them back to Sunday school.
然后呢，我就意识到呢，在那个我们的女生餐一结束以后呢，他就马上到他的车里面去，到车里面去呢，就在周围呢，把那些要上主日学的孩子都接来上主日学。
And the devil would say to me, Harold, you're no good. You're not accomplishing anything. You're wasting your time.
所以呢，魔鬼就会跟他说呢 ，Harold， 你不行，你呢不能那个完成不了任何的成就，所以你在浪费你的时间。
And I would say, no, that's not the case. I did something good today. I picked up those children.I brought them to Sunday school and somebody taught them about the love of the Lord Jesus. That's good work, Harold. You go do that next Sunday.
所以呢，我跟说自己说，我说不是这样的 ，Harold， 至少你今天做了一些什么事情，因为你在周围呢把孩子接来上他们上主日学，孩子们上的主日学呢，有些人呢就教导他们呢，跟他们呢，让他们有机会去认识主耶稣基督。我说呢 ，Harold， 你做的正确的事情，下个星期天接着做了。
You keep doing what you can do so that verse 4, you can examine your own work and then have rejoicing in what you did.
因为你就是说自己尽你自己所能去做，第四节说呢，这样的个人应当查验自己行为，这样你所喜乐的就只在自己不在别人了。
Some of you ladies are going to bring some good food to the chapel on Sunday.
你们中间呢，有些女士们呢，在星期天早上呢，星期天呢，会带来很多好吃的东西。
And some other people are going to come to the chapel on Sunday, and they will hear the truth of God just so they can sit in on the lunch and eat your good food.
因为有些其他的人呢，他们在星期天呢，他们要来听那个神的道。那么说呢，这个是主要是因为呢，他们这一天呢，可以来到教会呢，可以坐下来吃个很好吃的午餐。
Each of us do by the grace of God, we do what we can, and whatever we do, the Lord will bless. We do it for Jesus, and we do it for the others.Who can't do it for themselves.
所以呢，我们其实呢，每个人呢，各尽所能的去做。我们呢，是为了主耶稣而做。我们也去做一些那些其他的人做不到的事情。
So verse 5 says, each of us shall bear his own load, shall live up to his own responsibilities. If you can do it for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为其实因为个人呢必担当自己的担子，就是呢，所以呢，如果你可以去做，你就去做，做是为了主耶稣基督的荣耀去做。
So the book of Galatians doesn't teach that we don't have to do what is right. All we have to do is just sit back and believe and everything's fine. No, sit back, believe to get saved. And when you're saved, you say, all right,God has given me responsibilities by the grace of God because of love, because of the Spirit, and not just because of the law. I will do what is right.
基督徒呢加拉太书并不是告诉基督徒说啊你不用持守律法，不用持守律法就可以得救，所以呢你就去得救，得救呢然后呢就坐下，坐下以后呢就开始什么事也不干了。他不是这样讲的，他说呢加拉太书告诉你们，就是你得救了以后呢，你借着神的恩典，借着神的怜悯呢，你要去服侍神，你要去帮助别人，因为这个时候呢，你要用那个爱去做，你不是因为律法去做，你要是借着圣灵去做，也不是因为律法去做，因为这你这做的一切都是因为爱和在灵里。
Verse 6 then says, let him who is taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches.
第六节说呢，在道上受教的当把一切美物供给施教的人。
And in other way, in some ways, that verse basically says that we work together. Those who teach and those who listen, we're all working together in the things of God. Praise the Lord.
这里讲到的呢，基本上就是说呢，我们要一起工作，一起服侍。你们能够去教导的，然后那些去听的呢，你们都同心合力一起做，为了主去做。感谢赞美主。
And now verses 7 and 8.
现在是七八两节。
These are verses that you will probably memorize. Most important verses.
所以这些经文呢，你应该能把它背下来，是非常重要的经文。
It says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life."
第七节第八节说，不要被欺骗，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么收的也是什么，甚至肉体撒种的也必从肉体收败坏，甚至圣灵撒种的必从圣灵收永生。
And some therefore say, well, we don't believe in legalism, sorry, we don't believe you have to keep the law to be saved, and therefore they simply say, I can do whatever I want.
所以有些人说呢，你不用持守律法才能得救。那么说呢，基于这个原则呢，我想干什么就干什么了。
But remember, there are consequences and rewards and punishments associated with all deeds.
所以要记住呢，那里呢有后果，后果呢里面呢就是说你有奖赏，有奖赏呢还有一些惩罚，所以呢这所有的一切呢，你所有的行为都是要承担后果的。
And so some would say, I don't have to keep the law to be saved, therefore I can do whatever I want, but don't be deceived. If you sow, you will reap.
所以呢，有些人说呢，我因为不用持守律法，所以我想干什么干什么。所以第七节说呢，不要被欺骗，你会种什么得什么的。
The first clause of verse 8 says that he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption.
第八节的前半句说，甚至肉体撒种的必从肉体收败坏。
Sowing to the flesh.Doing those things that the body wants, so doing those things that come naturally, they only lead to corruption, to destruction.
所以这个里面呢，就是你去顺着你的肉体的东西去做，去做那些肉体喜欢的事情呢，唯一的导致呢，就是最终的败坏。
The world says, if it feels good, do it. That's the...philosophy of the world.
所以这个世界上说呢，如果你感觉好就去做，这是这个世界的哲学。
Basically, they say, whatever my body wants, whatever the flesh wants, that's what's best, that's what's important.
基本上说呢，我的肉体需要什么，他想要什么，这才是最重要的。
But the consequences of that is corruption, destruction, uselessness.
因为这个结果呢，后果呢，就是那个败坏，败坏呢，毁灭，而且是无用。
And so the Apostle Paul says, I buffet my body, and I bring my body under subjection, lest having preached to others, I myself should become a castaway.
所以呢，这个使徒保罗呢，他就是说呢，他是我击打我的身体，这样呢让我自己降低，这样呢我才能去跟别人传福音，传福音过程中呢，以免自己被丢弃了。
Remember now, the Christian does not live for the flesh, for the body. He lives for the Spirit, and he lives by the Spirit, for the Spirit.
所以要记住，基督徒现在他都不为肉体而活，他是借为圣灵而活，他是借着圣灵而活的。
Okay, so if you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption, but if you sow to the Spirit, you reap everlasting life. That's marvelous.
因为你甚至肉体撒种呢，你就收获的是败坏；但是你个甚至圣灵撒种呢，你就收获的是永生。这是太奇妙了。
The Lord Jesus says, if you give anybody a drink of cold water in my name, you will not lose your reward.
所以主耶稣基督说呢，如果你奉我的名给，即使递给人家一杯凉水，你也会得到你的奖赏。
One day when I get to heaven, I think there's going to be about 20 of us who are going to be standing together one day, and the Lord Jesus will say to you, I just thought I'd better give you some reward.
因为有一天呢，当我去到天堂，我认为至少有20个人跟我站在一起。那个主耶稣基督跟我们说呢，他也来了，他说我最好给你们一点奖赏。
And I think he's going to say to us, we'll say to him, rather, what did we do to deserve a reward?
我认为呢，我呢，或者我们呢，会跟他讲呢，说我们做了什么值得配得这样的奖赏呢？
And he will say, well, that Sunday afternoon, that hot Sunday afternoon, when you gave a drink of water to those people on the street at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, I'm going to give you a reward for that.
他说呢，因为是在星期天的一个下午，在一个非常炎热的下午，你递了一杯水给经过16街福音教会的门口的人，给他们喝了。这样呢，我因此要给你一些奖赏。
And we may have told you about that, but there was a day when the city of Vancouver organized what they call a Miles for Millions walk.
所以呢，这个里面呢，就是我们跟大家讲过，在那个Stanley Park， 它有一个去行英里呢，筹集100万资金。
And literally thousands of people on that Sunday afternoon walk along 16th Avenue in front of the chapel.
所以呢，其实呢，在那个星期天的一下午呢，有上千的人呢，就是走路经过第十六届福音教会。
It was a hot Sunday, and we thought what we will do is we will have some, we'll fill I'm not sure what to call them, fill some barrels with water, and everybody who comes by, we will give a little paper cup, and we'll put some water in it, and everybody will get some fresh water that Sunday afternoon.
因为那天呢，星期天下午呢，是一个非常炎热的下午，所以我们决定呢，做一些水做的那样的饮料。所以呢，当每个人经过我们第十六教会教会门口的时候呢，我们用一个纸杯，那就装一杯水给他们喝。
And the thrilling thing was that many people stopped to get a drink of water that afternoon.
最让人激动的是呢，在那天晚，那天下午呢，很多人呢，他停下来从我们那里接个水去喝。
We gave them all the water they could drink. We gave them a Bible tract, and we told them about the Lord Jesus.
我们呢，给他们呢，他们想要喝的水，然后我们也给他们一个传福音的单张，然后呢，告诉他们主耶稣基督。
Frankly, we had a pretty good time.
坦率说呢，我们有一个很好的时光。
And there were probably 15 or 20 of us from the chapel who were there that afternoon just handing out water and tracts.
因为那天呢，下午呢，就是大概有15到20人呢，他们出来站在门口呢，给他们递水和递福音单张。
So when we get to heaven, we're going to get a reward for that.
所以当我们去到天堂的时候，我们会因此而得奖赏的。
Well, frankly, that's not the only thing we're going to get a reward for, but it's one thing.
所以坦率说，这不是唯一一件的事情我们可以得奖赏的，但至少是一件。
So what's our verse say at the end of verse 8? He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life, and in everlasting life we'll get all kinds of blessings for all the little things we did when we were down here.
这个里面呢，甚至圣灵种的撒种的就必得，必从圣灵收获永生。我们在永恒里会怎么样呢？我们会为我们在那个地下的，在这个世界上所做的一这样那样的事呢，在那里呢，要收获永生的。
And so verse 9 says, "Let us not grow weary while doing good, For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
第九节说呢，我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Keep doing good things for Jesus.
以这位主耶稣基督做好事。
And if you find that it's slow going and you didn't get any reward for the things you did yesterday, don't you worry, you keep doing good things for Jesus.
所以呢，如果说呢，你发现这个东西很慢，你昨天做的好事呢，今天并没有得到奖赏，这不要为此担心，你要继续为主耶稣基督去做好事。
The lust of the flesh leads to corruption, but the fruit of the Spirit is life everlasting. Hallelujah.
对那个肉体的那个诱惑呢，就导致的是毁灭。那么说呢，圣灵给你带来的就是永生。Hallelujah.
So how does the Christian live? Verse number 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all.Especially to those who are of the household of faith.
所以基督徒应该怎么去生活呢？第十节告诉我们，所以有了机会就当向众人行善，向同有信心的一家人更当这样。
What do? We go around doing good for one another. We go around doing good to one another.
所以我们怎么做呢？我们为到处去为别人做好事，我们要也要互相做好事。
Especially we give to those who are of the household of faith.
一同特别的是，我们要给那些在一家人里有信心的。
So we're good to Christians. Sorry, we're good to ordinary people, but we're especially good to Christians.
所以呢，我们对那个一般的人呢好。我们呢，对基督徒呢要特别好。
Same way, we're good to the people we know, but especially we're good to our own family.
所以特别的呢，是我们对我们认识的人好，但是也要特别对你的家人好。
Do you have to keep the law in order to go to heaven?
你需不需要遵守律法才能去到天堂呢？
No.But do you live love? And do you live by the Spirit of God? And do you do the same kinds of things that the law would encourage you to do?
所以不用持守律法。那么说呢，你去就是说呢，去借着圣灵，借着爱，你去做那些律法，鼓励你去做的事呢？
And the answer is yes, we do those things because the Lord has saved us.And we are going to live for him.
所以呢，答案是呢，我们因为相信主，所以呢，我们去做那样的事情，我们要为主而活。
Well, that's pretty much the conclusion of that section, and it's just about time for us to close down today, so we're going to leave it there.
所以呢，这里呢，差不多呢，就是前面的那一部分呢，已经结束了。所以我们时间也到了，今天呢，我们就在这里结束。
We do have time maybe for a question or two if there's something on the top of your head.
所以这个呢，我们还有一点的时间呢，来提问。如果你对刚才讲的有什么疑问，在你脑袋里现在提出来。
Any question or comment?
Okay, 有没有任何的问题和想法？
我有个问题，我有个问题。
啊，是。
彼得是第一个向外邦人传道的，但是在这本书里呢，保罗批评了彼得，因为他犹太人来的时候，他就不敢跟外邦人坐在一起了，他就批评了彼得。
嗯。
这是不是彼得的信心不如保罗？
So Nick's question is about Peter. So he said Peter is the first one to preach the gospel to the Gentiles. So, but in this book, when Peter and Paul, they are together, and Paul rebuked Peter. So That does that mean Peter's face is less than Paul.
I don't think so. I think Peter was an outstanding man of God, and I think Paul was an outstanding man of God.
他不是那么去看，他认为那个彼得是属神的杰出的人，保罗也是属神的杰出的人。
But Peter wasn't perfect, and Paul wasn't perfect.
彼得呢，他不是完美的，保罗也不是完美。
And Paul was a good enough man to say to Peter, Peter, in this particular point, you were wrong.
所以呢，保罗他是那样一个人呢，他那个会在这达到这个点，他跟可以很大胆的跟彼得说，彼得你这个在这个地方你错了。
And Peter was gracious enough to say, Paul, you're right, I was wrong.
所以呢，其实呢，那个彼得呢有足够的慈爱，他说呢，保罗你是正确的，我做错了。
So I think it's true, we all do things that are wrong.
这个也是个事实，我们都会做错事情。
But it takes a great man to tell another great man that he's wrong.
所以呢，这个一个伟大的人呢，他会去告诉另外一个伟大的人他做错了。
And it takes a great man to say to the man who rebuked him, you're right, I was wrong.
就这样的一个伟大的人，你可以对另外一个就责备他的人说：“你对的，我是做错。”
So Vic, I'm not going to blame either one of them. I commend them both.
所以他说呢，我不会就是责怪他们两个人，但是呢，我赞赏他们俩。
Most people remember when they're rebuked, say, I'm not wrong. The little boy says it was his fault. And we very, very rarely are we man enough to say, you're right, I was wrong.
其实很多很多人就像一个小孩子一样的，他被责备的时候呢，他说，不是我的错，是其他的人错。因为我们大多数人呢，都很难说，当受到责备说是我错了，你对了。
All right, well, our time is gone. Thank you for your patience. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们时间也到了，感谢大家耐心，我们来祷告。
Lord, we pray that we will be delivered from the confusion and the error of the Galatians.
主啊，我们祷告，就是在我们会被从那个加勒太里面的那些错误和混乱里被拯救出来。
May we be bold enough to declare and to live the fact that the just are saved by faith alone.
愿我们每个人呢都有足够的那样的清晰的去讲这样的义人因信称义。
And as a consequence, Lord, we pray that we may all live in such a way that we turn away from the lust of the flesh. And we don't use our liberty as an occasion to the flesh.
这样呢，求您呢，让我们每个人呢都可以这样去对肉体说呢，我们不要为肉体而也要远离肉体的诱惑。
And we give thanks for all this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这位一切都献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for all. See you this evening, if possible, 7:30 for the prayer and ministry time. Pray for Roy. He's going to be preaching to us tonight. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you.